morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is December the 30th, 2020. Man, we are winding down the days of 2020. Actually, we're winding down the hours left in 2020. I always like to review the year at the end of the year. I like to think about the goals which I might have set. I like to think about what I might have accomplished. And, you know, as we think about those things, I'm sure that nothing we planned this year went as we expected. Plans that were made for 2020 vision went by the wayside quickly. As we began to hear the news of a pandemic, none of us could imagine what would happen this year. We made decisions in the past few months, many decisions. As a church, we had to consider the plans which we made. We had to consider the value of gathering together and whether we needed to love our neighbor by deciding not to gather. We had to think about youth activities and camps, so many things we had to consider. And many of these decisions were made quickly. You know, sometimes we make decisions and we spend a lot of time planning and thinking and considering all the different aspects of the decision. But, man, this year decisions were made in a quick order. I had directed the camp at the same location for 20 years. And one week I received a call from the board of directors that said, "Camp's on." The next week, I got a call, camp was scrapped. So the search began for a new camp. And you know, we made a quick decision about where we were going to go and if we were going to go and all that. We made personal decisions. People had to make decisions about, oh no, I've lost my job, what am I going to do? And people made decisions about where they're going to live. I know one person in particular who made a decision on Monday to move 10 hours away from where they were living, and the move began like on Thursday. I mean, it was just like no time decision had to be made, and it was made quickly. And so, you know, things are different, and things were different this year, and decisions were made in different ways. And so a lot of planning and all of that was just not able to be used. So many things were different in 2020. And however, even though some things were different, many we found to be the same. We found that the providence of God was still intact. We found the Word of God to still be true. We were reminded that God is faithful. And we also learned that Jesus is still Lord. You know, many have already begun thinking about 2021. We know that any plans that we're going to make, they're really just temporary plans. The plans that we make on Monday for Friday may be scrapped. Hey, the plans we make for Monday evening on Monday morning, they may be scrapped before they take place. The inability to plan causes many stresses in life. Many are facing times of anxiety. However, let me give you a word of encouragement. Peter was preaching to Cornelius in Acts 10. In this chapter, Peter takes the gospel to the Gentiles. Peter is revealing to Cornelius that in every nation where the word of God is preached, peace can be found. And why can peace be found? Because verse 36 tells us that peace comes by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Peter is informing Cornelius that Jesus is the Lord of the Jews and the Gentiles. He is the Lord of all people. Jesus is Lord of all creation. He is Lord of all. So as we come to the close of 2020, let's remember the words at the close of the Holy Scriptures. Revelation 22:20 says, "Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus." Let's remember to pray for the Lord to come and to come quickly in 2021 because Jesus is still Lord. Then let's pray what verse 21 says. "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." Let's remember to pray that the grace of God will be with all men. Pray for the grace of God to come upon all men. Why? Because Jesus is Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And just a thought, aren't we amazed that the grace of God is with us, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? It has been with us through this year. It has worked for us in ways that we can never imagine, in ways that we can never understand. We are thankful for the grace of God. And so let's pray that in 2020, the Lord would come quickly, and the grace of the Lord would be with us throughout the upcoming year. Let's pray. Lord, how thankful we are today for the knowledge that you are Lord. I thank you that because you are Lord, we know the events of the upcoming year will be according to your plans. I pray that you will help your people to trust in your Lordship. I pray also that your people will experience peace because they understand that peace comes from you, Jesus Christ, the Lord of all. Thank you for that promise. May we find peace and may our hope be built because you are the Lord. Thank you for peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And until tomorrow, New Year's Eve, this is Brother Mark signing off.